Hey, what's going on, y'all? Have you ever been invited by someone who goes to church you don't know, and you might feel like it's a little too aggressive, right? And if you are a staff member at a church and you feel like it's hard to get people into the church, and once we get them in the church, it's hard to sustain them and keep them there? Look no further. I'm not saying that I have all the answers, but I might be able to give you a perspective that might help you get to a solution. So stay tuned. We love you and appreciate you for coming. Peace. Hey, can somebody cue the music, please? Message. Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car, when you go shopping at that new mall, walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen before I speak. Yeah, you gotta listen before I leak. You can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart. That's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out. All of a sudden, you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you. This is Can I Listen? And yes, you can. This is your man Mo, wrote a message. Yes, sir. I just got to say what's up to all of my star listeners up there clapping it up on the Anchor app. I see you. And guess what, man? I just got to say what's up to the star listeners out there in the Can I Listen Nation. How can I forget about y'all? 250 deep every time we speak. Oh my goodness. Oh, I got a shout one for y'all today. A shout one for y'all today. So let me talk to y'all, man. I love my body members. I love the members of the body of Christ, right? I love people, period, just in general. Anybody that knows me know that I have a, I don't know, I just got this thing for people, right? Because of all of the stuff that I've been through, all of the little hiccups that I've had, and people have stepped in the gaps to kind of help me ebb and flow through life. You know what I'm saying? So right now, what I'm talking about today is a church invite versus a relation invite. A church invite versus a relationship invite. God says a whole lot of things. He has a whole lot of thoughts and a whole lot of ways and a whole lot, just a mirage of things. But we're going to keep it simple. One of the things that I promote myself is relationship over religion. Because religion causes a lot of different things. Currently, right now, the society view of people who are in churches and who are religious, per se, right? As soon as they see somebody, they're trying to invite them to church, or they, hey, you got a church home, and which is great. I love it. You know what I'm saying? That is a great thing. One thing that I want my people to understand is this, is because of the perception of the church that everybody that's in churches are judgmental. This is from the people who don't know God and don't understand God. That's how they look at us. Not even realizing that they're judging us, but I'm just giving you guys both sides of the coin. So what happened one time is I go to Summer Moon. I go get me a beverage. I meet these ladies, right? I seen them when they walked in. It was two women. And it was like, yep, they Christ followers. I just knew. I don't know why it ain't where it was dressed. He just dropped it on me. Download, the Wi-Fi work fast, babe. So check it out. So they go sit down. I get my beverage. I go over there and I start talking to them. I'm saying, hey, I was given that you guys follow Christ. And it was like, yeah. How did he? They didn't know how I knew. I'm just saying, hey, yo, he told me that y'all are, right? So because of that, when I talked to them, we started just conversating and talking about life and things of that nature, right? And it came to the big moment, right? The lady goes, now, I'm already going to a church at this time. Like, I'm going, at the time I was going to this church called God Chasers, right? So I already have a church, already committed to a church, quote unquote, right? The lady, soon as I tell her, hey, I have a church, she says, you should come to our church. So she asked me if I have a church home, and she said, you should come to my church. Well, because I am over the church invites, right? Because there's nothing wrong with church invites. But the problem is churches are having problems with sustaining people in the church. And the reason why is because they don't have relationships with people that are in there. You understand what I'm saying? We always, and the key thing, man, like I was reading in the Remind Me of Jesus segment. It's a segment where I just tell you guys how you remind me of Jesus. When I see a person that does this, you remind me of Jesus. You go, right? Well, in Luke 15, verse 1, it talks about Jesus drew sinners and publicans, right, to hear him. And then it says in the next verse that he goes and he eats with the sinners and publicans. So these people that are considered outcasts, he actually eats with them. And I'm like, bing! So I didn't even read this verse, but I had started inviting Christians, people to go out and eat, to go have coffee with me. You know what I'm saying? To go chill, to go hit a trail. You know what I'm saying? To go eat breakfast on a Saturday or on a weekday. You know what I mean? And build with people, man. Build with people. So instead of me saying, hey, do you have a church home? It's okay to ask that question. You know what I'm saying? But like, hey man, I like what you about. I feel like you're a good person. You got a great heart. Hey, won't you come and eat with us, man, someday, you know, or won't you come and have some coffee or whatever? You like coffee, right? We got a coffee shop. You know what I'm saying? Have a glass with your boy. And then what I did is I started inviting people to have relationship with me, man. Because that's what our Lord does. He invites you to have relationship. If you look all throughout the Gospels, man, Jesus was getting invited to people's houses, not to just for them to hear them, but he was eating with them in their homes. Even when he came back from the dead and rose, he had food and he invited them to come eat before he gave Peter the scalding. You know what I mean? And he was doing this all throughout the Gospels. It's a very, very consistent theme with Jesus. He was always eating with people. So if you get the opportunity, man, and somebody is drawn to you, invite them to go eat. Have some ice cream. Get some tea. Cup of coffee. Invite them to your barbecue you're having next week. So you can really chop it up with them and get to know them, man. And then when you hear their flaws and you hear the things that they're giving you, now you can pray for them. Either you can pray for them on site or, you know, in your prayer closet, whatever, you know, however you do it. But man, we have to get over this hump of just inviting. Because an invite Yes, it invites somebody to come start building their relationship with Christ. But what's going to keep them there to keep sustain that relationship? People do. People do. We do. The body. Yes. You got to let that blood flow. You know, because everybody, we always talk about, man, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. But when you are a part of the body, you drink the blood of Jesus because you are a body part. And that blood flows through you. Yes, sir. Hey, man, this is your man, Monroe, the message. I hope I made sense so I can make change. Every day is a good day. There's something in this day that is amazing and something in your heart that's good. You just have to open up, ask Pops to help you out so you can share with the world. Peace, and I love you. Come have coffee with me. Come and grow with your boy.
Baby.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can!